Hello again from Ivy Hoops Online. The Yale Bulldogs demonstrated once again why they have been the toughest club for Mitch Henderson to defeat during his tenure in Jadwin for the Tigers. Last night in New Haven, Yale delivered a stern message to the Tigers and the rest of the league. We are the defending tournament champs, and we are not going away. The game was closely contested for the first 27 minutes. The Tigers held a one-point lead at the half, 36-35, and remained within two at 55-53 at the 13:25 mark of the second half. Yale then held a hot hand, one might say scalding, for the next 6 minutes. A 15-0 run by the Bulldogs effectively turned the game into an unexpected rout. Yale led 72-56 at the 6:36 mark of the second half, and the Tiger hopes to sit alone in first place were dashed. The final score was an unseemly 87-65. Yale enjoyed an unbelievable shooting night, hitting 35 of 59 shots and another worldly 14 of 21 from deep. The Bulldogs also enjoyed a healthy 36-29 advantage on the glass. Thanks to Blake Peters, the Tigers' diminutive shooting star, who shot 5 of 8 from beyond the arc, the Tigers posted a healthy 12 of 31 in three-pointers, usually enough to lead to a victory. Not on this night. Frankly, if the Bulldogs are able to shoot this well going forward, they could very well run the table. The Tigers are betting they will not, and hope to have something to say about it in next month's second meeting and at the Ivy League tournament in Princeton in March. The first half of the Ivy season is in the books. 7 teams can claim a pathway to the tournament, some perhaps more realistic than others, but a pathway nevertheless. The Tigers don't have to wait long for their next big challenge. Brian Earle's Cornell Big Red invade Jadwin next Friday with revenge on Coach Earle's agenda after a narrow Tiger win in Ithaca earlier this month. The winner will hold first place by itself, at least for a day. Anything can happen in this topsy-turvy season in the Ivy League, and we're hoping it will. And we're hoping it will be with us on Ivy Hoops Online as we go forward. Thanks so much for listening. George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.